tail of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. A wonderful weekend, an even better weekend to be in the outdoors. Hopefully you've got some plans for the next couple of days to at least spend some of it outside and enjoy. Welcome to the program. I'm Angelo Viola. This is Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Over there, we have Stephen Labadie.
Good morning. How are you?
Fresh from a road trip. Good. Good. Fresh from a road trip.
Yes.
Yeah, baby. Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis on the board, as usual. They're going to get a workout today. We have a special program today. This is exciting.
Jam-packed.
I have got so much stuff to talk about that I don't even think, if we started talking right now and canceled everything else that was on the program, I think we'd still be running over. That's how bad it is.
Yes, we have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Let's start off real quick. Let's get right into it. First of all, congratulations! The Fishing Canada Carp Cup took place last week. That's why you were on the road.
Yes.
You like to get your uniform dirty once a year and actually get out and touch Mother Nature and stuff.
Oh, I touch Mother Nature every weekend, but like this is a different...
We don't want to talk about that on the show.
Oh, yeah. All right. Sorry.
All right. We just came back from the Fishing Canada Carp Cup, and we'd like to congratulate the folks who participated. Every single one of them. We had to limit it to 22 teams.
Yes.
We had a waiting list. These are people who paid in full and said, no, I'll keep my deposit and my payment on hand in case one of these teams can't make it or there's an illness or something takes place. But we could have easily had 50 teams. However, we were limited to the number of pegs that the venue could make available to us, and that number was 22.
Yes.
And so the 22 teams started on Thursday morning at 5 a.m., I believe. No, 7 a.m.
7, I think.
Yeah, 7 a.m. And they fished for 3 days.
Straight.
Non-stop, 24-7.
Whew.
How many hours is that?
I can't remember.
72.
Okay, thank
you. In case
you're
wondering.
Yeah.
72 hours straight. Put that in your pipe and smoke it if you're an avid angler who says, man, when I go out fishing, I spend 8 hours a day out on the boat or fishing. Yeah.
I get a sunburn.
Yeah. Try 72 hours straight, nonstop. In fact, the winning team, and I'll give you their names here in a moment, told me after the event that between the two of them in 3 days, they had a total of 6 hours sleep.
Yeah. They looked exhausted.
Oh my God.
Day. Yeah.
They were so busy catching fish, they could not sleep. They took shifts eating, obviously.
Yep.
But insane action. And this, all of course, is for carp. For those of you who may not be familiar with what the Fishing Canada Carp Cup is.
Well, it says it in the name.
All right. Before I tell you, nothing like stating the obvious, buddy.
Well, it's true. Like, if you don't know what it was, like, it says it right in the name.
Okay, so the winning team, who, by the way, will represent Canada next year in the World Carp Cup, which takes place in Italy. The winning team that will represent Canada next year at the World Carp Cup consists of two anglers. One angler is called Paul Chioka.
Mm-hmm.
The other angler, his name is Bill. Bill, only because he said, just call me Bill.
Yes.
His actual name is Vasilios Anastasiadis.
That sounds about right.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah. Good.
I've been studying all night.
Just call him Bill.
Vasilios Anastasiadis, or better known as Bill.
Yeah.
Congratulations to those two gentlemen. They had, and the way this works is that you only can, the only fish that count are your top four fish in that 72 hours. So the top four fish are actually used in the tabulation. These gentlemen caught four carp that weighed 121.09 pounds.
My goodness. It's a lot of carp.
That is over 30-pound average if you're doing the math, Stephen. And second place that went to Simon Stewart and Jason Morton. Now, get this. Now, these guys were about a mile apart.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit more than a mile, but I'll call it a mile apart.
An old winning peg, the peg from last year.
And last year's winning peg was a team number four, and they finished second, Jason Morton and Simon Stewart. And get this, folks. Their second place weight was 120.13 pounds. If you're doing the math, which I have done, that is approximately a pound different, less than a pound difference between the two over the course of 72 hours and hundreds of fish caught, weighed, and released.
Crazy.
Like, a fish could have gurgitated that out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a tight race by the end of the
less than a
thing.
Pound. 3/4 of a pound, actually. That's bizarre. Anyways, third place, which is kind of exciting for me, was the champion from 2 years ago, Andrew Walker, with a new partner, Sean Jerome.
Yes.
And they had 114.05 pounds. So the top three teams all cracked that 100 mark. Actually, to be honest with you, the top seven teams all cracked 100 pounds, which is phenomenal. We've got the best carp fishing on the planet. I keep saying that over and over each and every week, but we do. Unbelievable. So congratulations to all of those folks. I'm sure that they will make their way onto this program in the weeks to come.
Yep.
And we'll do proper interviews and discuss their trials and tribulations with all of them. Okay, so before we go any further on that, I do want to welcome aboard a new advertiser on the program. I know that we've been hearing ads all of this week about them. It's Canadian Tire.
Yes.
And they've come on board to do a special Canadian Tire Father's Day giveaway because they are called Canada's Father's Day Store.
It's true.
Yeah, they are.
They have everything.
They are. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And so what's going to happen today on the program, as some of you are probably already aware, we're going to give away five $100 Canadian Tire gift cards.
Cha-ching.
Let's count them up. I'd be about $500, Stephen, give or take.
Yep.
Five $100 Canadian Tire gift cards will be given away here over the course of the next 2 hours. And here's the way we're going to do it. I'm going to tell you right now a little bit about Canadian Tire and some interesting little facts that you may or may not know about them. And we're also going to talk about some product. Now, what's important is that you listen to everything I say and get it burned into the old brain. Because when we throw open the phone lines, we're going to get five lucky people on the air with us. I'm going to ask them questions that I will have already answered in this little monologue I'm about to give you. And bingity bangado, you will get yourself a $100 Canadian Tire gift card. So let's start out with this, Stephen.
That's simple, eh?
That's simple, buddy.
Nice.
Let's start off with this. And you know this because I know you're a Canadian Tire shopper, much like I am.
Yep.
So every year, Canadian Tire comes up, and I know this because I've been in the business for a long time, so I see it from the back end. Canadian Tire has done something really remarkable for a retailer. Every year, they make a point of coming up with new innovative products and redesigning products, and then labeling them under their own brand name labels.
Yep.
Okay. For example, Woods. I don't know how many of you have heard of it, but Woods, which is an iconic Canadian brand that's been around for 100 and some odd years in this country, building the best quality tents and sleeping bags that folks have been using for years. Well, that is a Canadian Tire product.
Hmm.
So they take these brands and they embed them into the Canadian Tire family. Well, one such product that they have introduced this year, 2019, is a product called Vermont Castings. And they have a great Vermont Castings accessory gift kit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Perfect for Father's Day.
It's perfect. Anybody who loves backyarding and barbecuing and grilling and all that stuff, well, Vermont Castings is where you need to look next time you go to Canadian Tire. And it's a brand new product for 2019.
Hmm.
Now, this is really cool. They came up with this, I think, about 5 years ago, where they actually used real Canadians to test their products and did commercials, television commercials based around that.
Yep.
And we've all seen those great little commercials. You know, somebody's cutting the lawn with one of the Canadian Tire lawnmowers. Somebody will be driving, testing tires, et cetera. Well, have you ever wondered exactly how many people they have in this group that is doing the testing? Have you ever wondered that? Because I have.
Yeah. Because the website's full of that tested for Canadians.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they have 100,000 Canadians.
Whew.
100,000 people make up this panel that are actually testing products for Canadians. And they're regular, ordinary folks, just like you and me.
Where can I sign up?
Well, exactly. 100,000 of them.
Very good.
I had no idea. Absolutely no idea. I mentioned at the top of the program, or top of this little piece, that Canadian Tire is now calling itself Canada's Father's Day Store.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this is really significant and important this coming Friday, because that will be the destination of choice for a lot of Canadians. Because if you're looking for a gift for dad, look no further than Canadian Tire.
Everything's there.
Canada's Father's Day Store. That's why they call themselves that.
Exactly.
You see how that works?
Did you see the commercial they have on running on TV?
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
Of course, they got gifts for everybody. Every dad on the planet can find something they love at Canadian Tire. I'll just give you a couple of examples. If you are a handyman, wouldn't it be great for somebody to get you a Mastercraft laser distance measure? Do you have one of those?
No.
I personally do.
Nice.
See?
I'm not a father, so I wouldn't be able to get it.
But what a great Father's Day gift for the handyman.
Perfect.
A device that will measure distances using laser, and it's called the Mastercraft Laser Distance Measure. Or if you're an auto enthusiast, you like to keep the old girl nice and clean and sparkly and all that stuff, how about a Simonize wash brush kit? That power washer thing.
Ooh.
There's a brush kit that goes with that. It's called the Simonize wash brush kit for the auto enthusiast. And it goes on and on and on. So here's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to tell you folks to get ready with your dialing finger. You're going to, not right now, you're going to call into 1-888-666-0590. That's a toll-free number. 1-888-666-0590. If you're calling locally in the 416 area code 870-0590, or if you're driving around on this beautiful Saturday morning, star 590 on the old Sully phone.
But don't do it yet.
No. No. You're writing it down.
And then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So remember that. That's coming up later on in the program.
Sounds good.
Oh, I've got to mention, don't forget to go to fishingcanada.com and
do your
thing.
We're giving away a lot of stuff, eh?
9.0. Oh, my God. It's like Christmas around here. If you have not entered yet, don't despair. There's lots of room for you. Go to fishingcanada.com, fill in the ballot, and put it in the virtual box. You could win a Mercury 9.9 motor this 17th of June. In a matter of days, we're going to make our third draw out of the nine. We started out with nine Mercury motors, four-stroke 9.9s that we're giving away, and we are now down to seven. We're going to give away one on the 17th of June, and then there were six. Hey, pretty good the way I can count that up.
Yeah, a lot of math today, too.
FishingCanada.com is where you need to be. While you're there, have a look through. We have got some interesting stuff on there, including how-tos, fishing hotspots, outdoor news, which is one of the most popular segments on the site, wild game recipes. I understand we're going to have a bunch of shore lunch recipes going up there soon, Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's all. And, of course, this very program, Outdoor Journal Radio, is featured on that site.
Yes.
There's a radio button there, and then you can listen to all of this wonderful stuff that we do every Saturday. And you don't have to listen to the whole thing 2 hours from start to finish, because we have conveniently broken down all of the segments for you.
Making it easier for you guys.
That's right. That's why we're here.
Exactly.
Very simple. That's Outdoor Journal Radio on the fishingcanada.com site. Of course, once you're there, put a ballot in the box. You can do so every 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
The more ballots in the box, Stephen,
the more chance you can win.
Thank you. See? See how
common sense.
And also, while you're there, here's something I don't talk enough about. Subscribe to the exclusive Fish in Canada newsletter, which you will receive weekly.
Yes.
With stuff that nobody else gets except the subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
Costs you nothing. All of this is free of charge. I'm free of charge.
You are?
I come to you free of charge.
Oh.
Whew. Next weekend is license-free family fishing weekend.
Perfect for Father's Day.
Which coincides with Father's
Day. You go buy a fishing rod from Canadian Tire with a $100 gift card, mm-hmm. and you go fishing with your kids.
It's wonderful.
Amazing.
It's wonderful. And no wonder people all want to move to this country. Can you blame them?
No.
They see this stuff in the news. They see this free, license-free family fishing weekend. They see Canadian Tire cards being given away. Like, they see 9.9 Mercury Motors. Like, who wouldn't want to come here? I want to come here again.
Again, you're here
I
already.
Want to be new. Want to be brand new. All right. Before we get to our guests, I do have a special quick announcement to make. Mm-hmm. This past week, we were on the Long Sault Parkway.
Yes.
Holding the Fish in Canada Carp Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen, myself, my grandson, Nick, who a lot of you know from the Fish in Canada show, along with a few other technical folks, we were there as the crew. We were shooting it for both internet and television, shooting the event, and we were also the marshals. We were part of the marshalling crew that actually weighed each fish and measured it and tabulated it and stuff. Well, you know, it's a funny thing. When things happen to other folks, you say, oh, my God, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Wow, you know, geez, you're a dummy. You know, why didn't you take precautions?
Why'd you do this, that? this?
Exactly. Yeah. We have all the answers, don't we?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Most people.
Well, when it happens to you, I guess the same could apply, and that is you should call yourself a dummy. And that's what I'm doing today publicly on the air, calling myself a dummy. A big dummy.
Oh, yeah?
A huge dummy.
Why is that?
I'm going to tell you that right after this break. Something happened that shocked certainly me. I know it shocked all of the crew and probably will shock some of the audience. Oh, no, I'll take that back.
Most.
Shock most of the audience.
All.
Something happened to me last week, and I'm going to share it with you right here on Outdoor Journal Radio on the Fan 590. More program after this. Don't you dare go away.